calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is John. This is a recorded line. Who do I have the pleasure to speak to today?
Hi, John. How are you? It's Christine Perez.
Hi, Christine. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you for asking.
Great. Thank you for giving us a call. I'm the case intake specialist for the Roundup lawsuit. I'm assuming you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. Is that right?
Correct. John, I'm so sorry. Is it J-O-H-N or J-O-N?
J-O-H-N.
Okay. And do you happen to have a callback number just in case we do get disconnected?
Yes. My direct number is area code 949-274-7510.
7510. Is there an extension, John?
No, that's my direct number.
Okay. So, I'm so sorry if I'm in and out. I'm kind of losing my voice.
I'm sorry. So, were you or someone you know diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I'm so sorry, John.
Okay. Was it
Yes. Oh my goodness, so sorry.
Okay. So it was yourself and not another person?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. And there's 60 different subtypes of non-Hodgkin lymphoma. Do you know by chance what subtype of NHL you have?
The diffuse mantle cell lymphoma.
I'm sorry, what is it?
Diffuse mantle cell lymphoma.
Okay, very good. Thank you. I'm sorry to hear that, but I say very good that you know that. A lot of people don't know their specific type of diagnosis. Have you had more than one diagnosis?
So sorry. No.
Okay. All right. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, not at all.
Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or even signed documents from another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that's true?
Yes. I mean, Fernando, Fernando, you do obviously know Fernando. He transferred me over.
Okay.
I don't know if you mean, like, with you, like, you know, getting me in touch with you.
Well, I believe he did an initial screening, and he may have had you sign documents, yes. But you haven't signed a legal agreement with any particular law firm?
No, I don't believe so, no. So if you're clarifying it like that, yes. He had me sign something else, but no, it wasn't to a certain lawyer.
Okay, correct. Yeah, that's what I'll be helping you with, because I'm a case intake specialist. If you meet the criteria, that you would now have a law firm that would be interested in representing you, okay? And I'll be helping you complete the intake here. So would be filing a claim for just yourself, is that right?
Correct.
Okay. When were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
It was like, I'm sorry, just give me a second to think, because you caught me at a terrible time. I believe I was in the third week of June of 2020.
Do you have a date?
That was my diagnosed date. No, I would have to, like, look back into documents, but I know it was the third week of June.
Okay.
In 2020.
What's your best guess? Was that, like, a June 20th?
Maybe a little before the 20th, but it was June of 2020.
Maybe June 18th?
I'm so sorry, Barn. I just want to make, you know, I don't want to give you nothing that's not affirmable.
Well, it's okay. You don't have the exact date, but I do need a rough estimate, your best guess of what the day was.
Okay, well, we'll say the 15th.
Okay.
The third week, I would say like the 15th. Because my treatment started in the fourth week. So that's why I don't want to say it was the 20th. You know what I mean?
Okay. Your best estimate of when you received your diagnosis was approximately June 15th, 2020.
Let's say the 13th.
Okay, June 13th, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so your best estimate for the date that you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma was about June 13th?
Yes.
Okay, and did you use Roundup at home or at work?
It was at home. Behind my home was the garden.
And then could you provide me the address of the residence that you lived at where you used Roundup?
Yes, it was, oh, Lordy. Because it was a couple of, it wasn't just my home. Because I tend to a garden around my home and other several locations. They had, like, a garden. It was, like, 196. I'm sorry, John. It's just I want to give you everything correctly. Do I have a chance to maybe, like, look through some documents? Because I know I have everything written down. And you quote me on an appointment. That's where I am right now, and I have everything at home. So how can we go about this? Because I don't want to give you misinformation at, also.
You should be able to know your home address, right? Where you used it?
Yes. I mean, like I said, it was different addresses. It wasn't just where it was that I stayed. But 196, it was 196 Street.
Okay. What's the address? I'm sorry.
It's 5 East 196th Street.
5 East 196th Street? And that's in what city?
In Bronx, New York.
Okay. And how long were you at this residence for?
All of my life, 41 years.
Okay. And so do you think this is where you used Roundup most often?
No, actually, it was Valentine Briggs. It was this specific garden that I used to tend to, like a community garden. One second, John. I just want to...
So, did you... You use the work setting?
Yes and no. It wasn't so much work because it's a garden that I tend to, a community garden, but it's not so much work because it's a community garden that we all tend to. So it's basically our home. That's all I can really say. I'm going to give you the address right now. If you could just give me 1 second.
Okay.
Okay. I'm so sorry, John. Like I said, if I would have known I got the call, I would have gotten myself ready. 1 second, my love.
I googled community garden in Bronx. There's such thing as a place called the Target Bronx Community Garden, formerly known as Anderson Garden.
Yes. Okay. So it is okay. It's 193 and Bainbridge Avenue. 25. Ideal. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Okay. And yes, so it is 193 and Bainbridge Avenue. That's like the specific address. The number, however, I don't have it, but it is a rehabilitation community garden. I believe that is exactly what you saw. Fordham, there you go. Fordham, Bedford, quote, Fordham Bedford Community Garden. And if I'm not mistaken, the correct address is 2595 Bainbridge Avenue.
I found Fordham Bedford Lot Busters Community Garden at 2597
yes.
through 2599 Bainbridge Avenue.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I'm sorry. I thought it was 2595.
Okay. So did you use Roundup at your home on 5 East 96th Street?
In the back of the garden, yes. I used it a few times, but I mostly used it where I told you, the 2595 Bainbridge Avenue, because that's the main garden. Like, I used it on weeds and stuff like that in the back of my home, because I would help the super. He was attempting to do a garden, but there was a lot of weeds there, so we had to spray down the weeds and other miscellaneous plants that don't allow flowers to grow. So I started the spraying there, but ultimately I used the Roundup mostly at the community garden.
Okay. So, all right. So what I notated for where you use Roundup was your home located at 5 East 96th Street, Bronx, New York, 10468, and Fordham Bedford Lot. That's the Buster's Community Garden, located at 2597 through 2599 Bainbridge Avenue, Bronx, New York, 10458. Does that sound right to you?
Yes. Okay. Yes, correct.
And I put in parentheses, community garden, mostly.
So sorry.
It's okay.
Do you know
any other person that meets this criteria? They used Roundup and were diagnosed later with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
I actually do. I do not have their information. I would have to give that to you at a later time, John.
Okay, maybe, let me make a note of this, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Okay. Towards the end of our call, I'll provide you my direct you wrote down my direct number. Just have that person call me, okay?
I did actually. I was going to say, John, should I just have them call you directly,
yeah,
or do you want me to call you with their info?
Have that person call me directly. Okay. All right. Okay.
And John, John, real quick. So with you, I'm getting a lawyer, correct? Like a firm.
We're getting ahead of ourselves. What I'm going to do is ask you quite a bit of questions about your Roundup usage and your medical history. And if you meet the criteria, yes, I would have you sign a legal agreement along with an authorization to release medical records. Okay. So were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin lymphoma at an age over 18 but under 80?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so is that what you said? I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Yes, I was over 18, under 80.
Okay, very good. And Christine, what is your best estimate for the number of years that you use a Roundup? The number of years.
Oh. I would say 4. I mean, we are in 2024. Sorry, that's when I was diagnosed. I'm sorry, once again, John, it's just, you called me. I'm at an appointment, so I'm just waiting to be called in. I started using it in March 2013.
March 2013?
So.
And when did you stop?
Yes, that's when it. The first week of June 2020. I started getting breathing issues, fever, headache. You wouldn't eat. Oh my goodness! And I was like, "There's something happening here." I could not pinpoint that it was the Roundup. I'm thinking, you know, I'm a woman, John. So I'm like,
sorry.
"Oh no!" I hope.
Christine, you're providing too much information at this moment. I will get to those questions.
Okay. Sorry.
We'll get to those questions.
Okay.
In a future, in a moment. Okay. So My understanding
Okay,
is you
I'm
started
sorry.
using Roundup March of 2013, but then you stopped using it
Yes.
right around your diagnosis of June of 2020.
Yeah, it was the first week of June 2020.
Okay, so that's about 7 years, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and then have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more during that 7-year period?
Yes.
Okay. And
yes, I did.
Am I speaking to you on a cell phone or a landline?
It's a cell phone.
Okay, very good. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am, of course.
Okay. Have you experienced any illnesses in the past, HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease?
No,
Hepatitis?
No, definitely not. No.
Rheumatoid arthritis?
No.
Diabetes?
No.
Hepatitis B?
No.
Epstein-Barr or lupus?
No. No.
Have you
Thank
had
you. Thank you.
Have you had an organ transplant?
No.
Have you required chemotherapy for cancer treatment other than for non-Hodgkin lymphoma diagnosis?
Okay. So the question is, did I receive treatment other than for Roundup? No.
No, I'm sorry. Have you had chemotherapy to treat cancer other than for non-Hodgkin lymphoma? In other words, have you had chemotherapy treatment for a cancer other than non-Hodgkin lymphoma?
Besides for this reason, no. No.
All right. And then is there any family history of, or history of cancer in your family?
No.
Okay. And I did ask you if you've had more than one diagnosis of non-Hodgkin lymphoma.
I don't believe you did,
okay.
But he's asking many questions, so.
I understand. Christine, have you had more than one diagnosis of non-Hodgkin lymphoma?
No.
Okay, this is the only diagnosis you've had, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay, now what I'll be doing is gathering your information for the claim. So your name is Christine, is it spelled C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E?
Yes.
Okay, and your last name, is it Perez? P-E-R-E?
Yes.
Okay. And Christine,
yes.
do you have a suffix to your name, like junior, senior, first, second, or third?
No.
Okay.
No.
And your gender is female, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and what is your marital status?
I'm single.
I'm sorry?
I am single.
Single, never married?
No, not ever. No.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now, if you do meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit, the law firm will need medical records to confirm your diagnosis, and so I'll have you sign an authorization to release medical records. But I'll need to put your Social Security next to the authorization, your name on the authorization form. Could you provide me your Social Security number? I'm sorry.
The last four?
The full social, actually.
Oh, okay. Give it to you right now.
Yes, please.
John, do you want me to say it to you over the phone right now?
Yes, please. Yeah. The Social Security number?
Okay.
It's going to go
okay.
on the authorization to release medical records.
Okay. 100-68-6732.
Okay. Let me confirm that that's correct. It's 100-68-6732.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Christine. And your date of birth, please?
7/22/83.
Okay. That'd be July 22nd, 1983.
Yes.
Okay. How did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your cancer diagnosis? How did you first learn of a connection?
Well, I did see something, however, on a site.
Okay.
And then
you saw
I had heard about it. Yes.
Okay. When
is
your best estimate when you saw that advertisement?
I don't know. Maybe a couple of months ago.
Okay. What's your
I'm
best
not too
guess
sure.
Of, it's okay. What's the best guess of when you saw that advertisement? It's an best guess. You said a couple months ago, we're in October. So you think maybe two
okay,
or three
we're
months
in October.
Ago?
Yeah.
We're actually November 1st, I'm sorry.
Right. I would say maybe at the end of August.
Okay. So August 31st, 2024, this year?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what is your height and weight, please?
I'm about 5 foot. And my weight is... This is estimate, right, John?
Yeah, that's right. Yes, that's right.
Okay. I don't know, 125?
Okay, so you're 5 feet, 0 inches, 125 pounds?
Yes.
Okay, now if you meet the criteria, and I do have you sign the legal agreement along with the authorization to release medical records, I'll send you a copy of what you signed to your email address, but I will need your email address.
Okay. Okay, 1 second. I'm sorry, John. 1 second, okay? Because I don't know it off the top of my head.
That's understandable.
Okay. Sorry. 1 second, John. I'm turning on my other phone because on this phone, I don't have the email. I'm sorry, John. 1 second, okay? I'm so sorry.
We just need the email address.
No, yes. Okay. So it is, okay. Oh my goodness gracious. How do we have Jim on? Okay, it is CPERE3416@gmail.com.
Okay, let me
repeat. Did you
that
want
back.
Me to repeat that, John?
No.
Okay, yes. It is.
No, I'm going to repeat. I'm sorry, I'm going to repeat that back to you. If you could let me yes or no if I have it correct, okay? I have C as in cat, P as in Paul, E as in Edward, R as in Roger, E as in Edward, 3416@gmail.com.
You got it, John.
Okay. This is your cell phone number we've already confirmed. If you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit, the law firm will want to contact you real quick to do a case verification. They want to hear from your own words that you used Roundup in the past and that you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and they'll ask for verbal authorization to submit the authorization for medical records, okay? When you and I are done signing paperwork, you and I will be finished, but don't forget that final step that of the case verification call. Okay?
Okay.
They'll call you.
They will be contacting me.
Yes, the law firm. If you meet the criteria, and I'll let you know towards the end of our call whether or not you do meet the criteria. Okay, now.
Good.
What is the best... when is the best time that you can be reached?
Okay, so John,
afternoon or evening?
Oh goodness, I don't want to tell you. Evening. Let's put evening.
Okay, very good. All right.
Well, oh my
what
goodness.
What is your best guess for the number of times per year you use Roundup?
Within the 7 years or each year?
It's within the year. How many times per year do you use Roundup?
Oh no, I used it more than 10 times each year.
Okay. Well, you say 10 times per year.
Yeah.
Did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And you already answered this question. You started using Roundup March of 2013, and you stopped using Roundup just when you got diagnosed, June of 2020.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
And why did you stop using Roundup? Is it because of the diagnosis?
No, I was getting headaches. I was getting nausea, fever, chills. I felt like I had corona before the corona hit. And, oh, okay, no problem. I'll wait. I'm so sorry, John. Like I said, I'm at an appointment. Yes. Did that answer your question, or did you need more detail, John?
That's okay. Negative health symptoms.
Yeah.
Said headaches, trouble breathing.
Yes. So, I'm so sorry, because I'm trying to get into the transportation. They're telling me I have to wait.